This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The president not going down to Louisiana. Is this a big deal? Trump admits he made a mistake, perhaps. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing, America? Joining us now from our virtual green room, Ellen Ratner, my pal. In Washington, D.C., maybe, but she's a world traveler, I'm not sure, from Talk Media News. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Are you in D.C.?
No, actually, I'm in California.
Oh, you're taking up residence there in California. They're going to start taxing you.
Well, no, I make sure I don't spend more than 182 days a year.
I love that. All right, so you heard me say that. The president's not going down to Louisiana. What's up with that?
Well, he may change his mind. There's a lot of pressure right now. As you know, he sent the head of FEMA down today, but he is not going. In fact, he's been on Martha's Vineyard playing golf and with his family. A lot of people think he should take the day off and go down to Louisiana.
Yep. All right. So we'll see how that plays out. I don't think it's going to play out very well, as you know. We move from the president and Louisiana to Trump questioning Hillary's health. He's said this before, but he said this in a pretty public place. Sean Hannity had a town hall. There was a lot of eyeballs on that. And I don't know. You know Hillary Clinton. You've hung around Hillary Clinton.
Well, actually, I was there as a guest of my cousin because he gave a fundraiser for her on Wednesday night in Cleveland. So I was in Cleveland on Wednesday. And she just went on for 1 hour. I mean, she had no energy problems. She stood for photos with people. She went on and on. No energy problems whatsoever.
Yeah, so, is this just a weak attempt by Trump to do whatever he can to attack Clinton, so why not go after her?
Well, he's reaching for everything and hoping something sticks so that he gets elected.
Yeah.
But if he's going to be like this, he's actually older than Hillary Clinton by like 13 or 14 months.
Yeah. So, you know this. You're from Ohio. You mentioned it. You were there at that big soiree, and you know peeps. So Hillary's buying up a bunch of ads there. Is it really true? So, you know, whatever way Ohio goes, so goes the nation. It's a pretty important...
Well, that's what everybody says in Ohio, and that's what we like to think. I am from the great state of Ohio. But she's doing quite an ad buy there. And this is fascinating because, of course, Trump has been excoriated by the press and others for not doing that because he thinks he can win the presidency the way he won the nomination, which means not putting out a lot of money. But that's not how the big boys play or big girls play, as the case may be this time. And he's got to start doing some ad buys like she has done consistently and like she's now doing in the great state of Ohio, which, of course, is a swing state.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't wait to have you on. I was excited when I knew we were going to have you on tonight because you know this political game. How about Kellyanne jumping on the train now for Trump? I mean, listen, she does have some teeth. She knows polling. I think, forget
well,
the Breitbart guy.
Well, I used to be on Fox with her. I know her quite well.
Yeah, and I mean, she knows this political game, so I think she's really prepping him for the debates. What do you think?
Well, the person that's really prepping him, according to the news that I've read, and of course nobody will really talk about it because he's not at Fox anymore, is Roger Ailes from Fox News Channel. He's apparently working with Trump on debate preparation, and he is an expert. I know Roger extremely well, and if anybody can help him with debate preparation, it's going to be Roger Ailes.
Yeah, you know, speaking of knowing Roger Ailes pretty well, I've had a few brushes with him. I don't know him super well. But what did you personally make, because as you said, you know him, of everything that happened to him at Fox?
Well, my opinion is that I think he's absolutely clear. I do. And everybody thinks I'm crazy. But I know the people who were bringing the charges and all that, and I'm going to put my money with Roger Ailes.
Yeah, there you go. We move to this other huge story. You, in fact, sent me a note about it. I heard it earlier in the day. I was taking my daily walk, and I heard about the private prisons being closed, that the Justice Department's going to close them. That means 22,000 inmates are housed there. So what happens next, and what do you make of this?
Well, what they're going to do is they're not closing them till each of their contracts end with the private companies that are doing it. There are 13 prisons, as you said, 22,000 inmates. The Justice Department says that these people don't get as well treated as when they work for the states. I could have told them that. I didn't need a study from the Justice Department. But Sally Yates, who is the Deputy Attorney General, announced this. She said they simply do not provide the same level of correctional service programs and resources, and they don't save substantially on costs. I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's interesting, too. I mean, so obviously they're revealing what's really happening there with these prisons that were privately run. And that means the people that were, frankly, Ellen, getting rich on the backs of some of these inmates, obviously.
Absolutely.
Yep. That's what it's
and
about.
And it was a business like anything else.
Yep, absolutely. It was a business. All right, speaking of business, the business of the $400 million cash transfer. The Wall Street Journal reported on Wednesday that that didn't happen until the government confirmed that the three Americans that were being held hostage had been released. So does this smack back on Obama or Hillary Clinton or both?
Well, the right wing and Trump and everybody is trying to make it smack back on Obama, but actually it was very smart diplomacy. We had made a deal with them that we would release the money that was essentially put away after the 1979 takeover and the deposing of the Shah of Iran, that we had not, you know, we'd put that money in banks and not let them have access to their money. And so we agreed that in exchange for them not developing a nuclear bomb for the next 10 years, that or not enriching certain kinds of uranium, that they would get some of this money. However, the administration, I think, played it very smartly, and they made sure that these guys were released before they released the money. They were going to give them the money anyway.
Yeah, they were.
Why not get something more out of it?
Yeah, absolutely. Ellen, it was so nice to talk to you again, and take care out there in California. We'll talk to you again soon.
Now you're going to get me regularly again. I took a little vacation.
Awesome. Thanks, Ellen.
Thank you.
All right, so you heard the big news talking about a couple of things. One, how about these private prisons closing, saying that, oh, yeah, they don't provide the same level of correctional services, wink, wink, wink. I mean, what do you think, obviously? And then, of course, Hillary Clinton purchasing up a bunch of ads in Ohio. You would assume Trump, obviously, is going to follow suit. This is one of the big swing states. We know that. And what we started off talking about with Ellen, the president not going to Louisiana. Shouldn't the president go? Didn't we see this happen before? And remember what happened with Bush? Are you shocked that Obama's not going to Louisiana? I mean, this is an obvious fair or foul. It's the tail end of his term, so he certainly doesn't have to do that because he's not worried about re-election and appearances and what happened with Bush, if you think back to Bush too. But, boy, I think it's a big, big mistake. I'm going to throw out the digits. You want to throw in your two, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Meet you on the flip side.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sometimes, in the heat of debate and speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words or you say the wrong thing. I have done that. Believe it or not, I regret it.
Donald Trump admitting that, believe it or not, he regrets some of what he said. I think this is part of now the new handling of Donald Trump, because I've said it a million times, you know, if you've listened to the show, that it comes down to those presidential debates. We got three big fat debates that are going to happen, and one of them, I don't care that they go up against football, one of them is going to happen at the end of September, and I think it's going to be blowout ratings. Really, honestly, to steal a line from NBC, must-see TV. And how is he going to handle Hillary Clinton and vice versa when you think of what's been happening really since the convention, since we came out of Philadelphia and since we came out of Cleveland? I think you're going to start to see a bigger turn with Trump in some of his verbiage and what he's saying as he makes these stops. Because remember, there's a lot of play for the middle. What's going to happen to a very, very big independent base? I'm going to call it a base. Traditionally swinging, maybe a little more Democratic. However, as we know, this show, that's not necessarily true, really could go either way. And because we take this show to Washington each and every year, and you all know this, I say this all the time, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, don't want any label. have an opinion and care about what's happening in this country. Have a voice for the future, for the people behind us. Don't just think about yourself. Nothing would make me happier than to see, to wake up, to know, to be on the air on Election Day and find out that we've had the biggest turnout in the history of the United States because so many people could not wait to vote. Instead, and I'm going to say this again, instead, as somebody who's been to three times, I've been to a foreign country where they were voting, and guess what? There were machine guns. I can remember being, and you may remember this too, when we took the show to Ecuador, to Guayaquil. And people kept telling me, oh, proof of life, make sure you're okay. And, of course, I was fine. We went into some pretty tricky areas. But one thing that I learned is you carry a card there, and it's your voting card. And if you don't vote, you cannot leave Ecuador. Did you know that? So once you're voting age, and let's say you're middle class, and you want to go to Miami, because that's what these people do. It's a cheap plane flight from Ecuador from the other side. So they can't go to Miami. They won't let them go if you're not voting, saying you have to vote. And then, of course, we took the show with the PRI and the Panistas in Chihuahua in Mexico. And I was, I can honestly say I was scared for the first time in a very long time because they were shooting around us. Frankly, people were stuffing the ballot box. They were told how to vote for fear, and they did it for fear of getting killed. And here in America, guess what? The system is not perfect. It's like a tsunami of crap that sometimes comes out of Washington, D.C. Pardon my bluntness, but we know this. But still, you have a voice. You can absolutely exercise that right to vote. Absolutely. So you hear what Trump's saying, and if it infuriates you, then do something about it. If you aren't a fan of Hillary Clinton's and you just think, oh my gosh, if Hillary Clinton is elected, I just don't see how I can stay in the United States. I've had some people say that to me. Well, I mean, here's the thing. Ultimately, right, the bottom line is if you want to whine, if you want to kvetch, then go out and be heard. Go out and vote. I mean, for goodness sake, you can even absentee vote. You can get an absentee ballot. It's just that easy. So I'm going to go back to what I originally said before I kind of went down the rabbit hole. I mean, here's the thing. The three debates are so key because this is the chance for either one of them to shine over the other. I mean, Trump, if he is dialing it back down, I think that is partially to get ready for what the debates, what we will probably see from Donald Trump in the debates. I mean, no way to know for sure, but knowing Kellyanne Conway the way I do and watching what she's done with other candidates and with a long history of helping Republicans get elected, I think she's also working on how Trump is going to be perceived, especially with women, by the way, versus Hillary Clinton when they do these presidential debates. In fact, here's what Kellyanne Conway had to say.
He's a wonderful human being. He won one debate on October 3rd, 2012, but he never truly won the argument. My goal as campaign manager for Donald Trump is to win the argument. You have to win the argument every day.
All right, so how does Donald Trump win the argument? And that's exactly why she was hired, and that's exactly what she's figuring out. And guess what, folks? That's what she is very good at doing. That's why she gets paid the big bucks, as they say. So already you hear Trump saying, you know what? I regret. Let's roll that back. I regret some of my controversial comments So this is the revamp campaign team on display on Thursday, because you never heard that. I can't even remember ever hearing Trump say anything like that ever. Whether he was talking about the USFL, remember that league, because he was behind that. Whether he was talking about casinos or bankruptcies or anything attached to Trump. I really honestly, and especially growing up in the Northeast and seeing a lot of Donald Trump, you know, I grew up in Philly, 45 minutes from Atlantic City, and it was about the Trump Taj Mahal and what he was doing in you know, the shore in Atlantic City, and also what he was doing in Manhattan. So there was always a lot of headlines about Donald Trump. So this is a new day for this campaign. I mean, he said it again. He said, sometimes in the heat of debate and speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words or you say the wrong thing. And listen, he said, I've done that. And believe it or not, you notice how he said that, believe it or not, I regret it, and I do regret it, particularly where it may have caused personal pain. How about that? Let's go back and review this. Trump's been accused of offending Mexicans, Muslims, immigrants, the disabled, remember that, John McCain. And this is just naming a few. How about Ted Cruz, Ted Cruz's wife, Ted Cruz's father, and, you know, again, a myriad of other people. How about women? One day kind of insulting women, the next day saying he loves all women. This is the beginning. You wait and see. As we jump here on up on Every Night on America Tonight, you'll hear that that's going to keep happening with Donald Trump. Another thing that he said today that didn't get much play is that he said, you know, he's been misunderstood by the media. That part of it is because of that. He told his supporters in Charlotte he would speak the truth on behalf of Americans who have lost jobs and been failed by government run by insiders who only look out for themselves. Now, the trip to North Carolina, why would he make that trip? It's a key state on November 8th. And this comes on the heels of announcing those major changes to the campaign. You just heard Kellyanne Conway, who's the campaign manager, also Stephen Bannon, who's the executive chairman for Breitbart News, is the new campaign CEO, and I think this is just a sign of a different kind of approach from Donald Trump, knowing that it's all about getting, you know, getting those votes and beating Hillary Clinton. What's up with Ryan Lochte? I don't get it. Police say he lied about the alleged robbery. Oh, my gosh. What they printed in the New York Post today, I'm going to tell you about it next here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Ding. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Happy for the win, but I won the faster time. I think I felt good, but when I came into the straight, my body wouldn't respond to me. So I guess it's just age and all the rounds are taking toll.
Wow, and we've got a live studio audience with us tonight. I have my pal Donna St. Louis with me, and she's excited about Usain Bolt. And, of course, she's a Floridian. She's not excited about Zika, but she's excited about Bolt. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America tonight. And we've got Mahalo, of course, the associate producer for the show. He's by my feet. He's excited about Bolt, too. But, Donna, you're a huge fan of Bolt's. And, I mean, is this guy incredible?
Oh, my gosh. He's absolutely incredible. And I already liked him. But then when the national anthem came on, and he stopped the interview, and it was the United States national anthem, not the Jamaican one. And he turned around and said, hey, we got to give respect to the anthem. I was like, oh, really? Can you really do no wrong?
And no kidding. And the people in Kingston went crazy when he won his first medal. So now it's another gold medal in the 200.
Oh, yeah. And then he's doing a 4x relay. He is going to kill it. First of all, he has the longest, fastest legs on the planet. He's amazing.
He is. He's amazing. He's absolutely amazing. We love having our studio audience with me. I think she's here just for the coffee because I make great coffee. So That's why.
Epic.
Yeah, the coffee's epic. But I think that's been a huge bright spot, obviously, in the Olympics. And as you know, as we bounce from politics for a second to the Olympics and politics of a different sort. By the way, I don't want to shut you out. If you want to throw in your two cents, I know Dan in Texas was trying to get through, and Pete and you guys, you can absolutely, if you... through the miracle of Al Gore's internet, you can of course email me at americatonight.net, or you can pound on the digits 855-266-5283, because Daniel's such a nice guy. Boy, there is nobody like Daniel at the mothership to assist you when you call in, and I know a few people were trying to do that. So anyway, the bright spot of the Olympics, Usain Bolt certainly has been one of those people, and because he's fun to watch, and as you know, Donna said, there's no question that he is the fastest man alive with the legs that are just in motion so far ahead of everybody else's. It's unbelievable. And, you know, he wins his third consecutive Olympic gold in the 200, by the way. So, you know, and if you're keeping score, it's his eighth overall. It's his eighth overall. How about that? Did you realize that? You know, we like to keep score. And I mentioned this the other day on the cover of Sports Illustrated. You had Katie Ledecky, who I think is incredible, and Michael Phelps, of course, and Simone Biles is amazing. And you see their bright smiles and the massive amount of medals that they hauled in for the Americans. And I love the headline they had on Sports Illustrated, Stars of a Red Hot American Summer. I mean, look, there's no question about it, and they deserve all the credit in the world. And we're over 100 medals, so we're going to shatter all kinds of records. But the big disappointment has to be young Ryan. What is he thinking? Lying about this alleged robbery. It makes absolutely no sense to me. And I said I would tell you what they said on the New York Post, the headline on the New York Post. And this is what it said. It said, liar, liar, Speedo on fire, the ugly American. And of course, Lochte is on the cover, and he's bare-chested and giving his GQ kind of pose. But in Rio, they're furious, and I don't get it. He described on the Today Show to Matt Lauer that there was a gun pointed at his head and that they had taken their wallets and they were posing as cops. They were in the taxi, and this ordeal, it looks like, was nothing of the sort, and they have the tape to prove it. So now what's happened, because this story's been churning for a couple of days, the U.S. Olympic Committee on Thursday night apologized to Brazil for the distracting ordeal, is what they're calling it, stemming from what Brazilian authorities, whoever they are, meaning the cops, called a fabricated claim of a gunpoint robbery that I mentioned by a group of the swimmers in Rio. And specifically what they said was this: the behavior of these athletes is not acceptable, nor does it represent the values of Team USA or the conduct of the vast majority of its members. We will further review the matter and any potential consequences for the athletes when we return to the United States. So, on Thursday, the police in Rio recommended that the U.S. Olympic swimmers face charges of false reporting of a crime. It doesn't look like that's happening. Of course, the swimmers were not robbed, but they definitely trashed Brazil by saying that they were robbed. I mean, so no matter what, this whole thing unfolded at a gas station, and it's unfortunately very bizarre and very strange of Ryan Lochte to come up with this story. I mean, even yesterday he reversed his story a little bit to Matt Lauer when he said that the swimmers had used a restroom at a gas station, and when they returned to the taxi, the driver didn't move, and they said that's when two men approached with guns and badges and told the athletes to get out of the taxi and get down. But surveillance video that has been blasted all over Brazil, frankly, in Europe and everywhere else, shows that the swimmers at a gas station, this surveillance footage, shows that the swimmers were arriving at a party at a French house at about 1:45 in the morning and leaving 4 hours later. So the judge in the case says the athletes claim to have left the party at 4 a.m. So there's obviously some confusion here, and I don't know what kind of excuse you could come up with, but very, very poor on the, you know, in the case of the swimmers to do that, because already Rio was under fire, let's face it, for the potential of being robbed. And it actually happened to an athlete, and people fearing that they were going to have throwdown money and what was going to happen. And you already had the Zika virus as a giant blight on what was going on there. And you had some top U.S. golfers who refused to be part of the men's team because they were afraid of getting bitten by one of the mosquitoes, and they wanted to have children, and they said it wasn't clear whether that could affect them. So you had guys like Jordan Spieth who didn't play. Dustin Johnson, again, another tremendous athlete for the U.S., didn't play. You also had some others from some other countries that didn't want to go. So it's been tough for Rio heading into the games, and he doesn't make it any easier by, you know, he doesn't make it any easier by, frankly, by saying that. And so it's interesting, because here's what I got earlier in the day from Bob listening to us in Sarasota. He said, Kate, we love you here in Sarasota. We just want to let you know we like the fact that you're mixing in this Olympic coverage, and I think little sad Ryan is a punk and he should never ever be allowed to compete for the United States. Well, he's an old man in the pool, so there's no chance of that happening anyway. And I guess that's part of the problem. Really, what can you do to him? And slap him on the wrist at this point. He's back in the United States. I mean, I think they should just move on from this, but it's definitely not a good thing as far as the United States is concerned in trying to help out the situation in Rio. Now, I haven't even mentioned this, but we have been talking about it on the show, and some of you have sent me, sadly, some pictures, you know, that I know some people in Baton Rouge, but they're fine, thank goodness. But they tell me that the situation is terrible. We were down there right after Katrina, and I tell you, you look at the photos and you look at the video from there, and the floodwaters are incredible. I mean, it's just so sad to see this. We have seen this story before in Louisiana. We have. And remember, in 2005, there was a flyover by vacationing President George W. Bush, and that became a big symbol for neglect. Bush really took a lot of heat for that, for not stopping and speaking to the people who were devastated in Hurricane Katrina. So now you've got Obama, you've got the current president, who is now doing the same thing. I mean, he was one of those guys that beat up Bush, let's face it, for not stopping. I can remember that. And now he's not, at least now, as far as we know, and that's the latest word that I got from my pal Justin Duckham, who covers the White House. He says that on the president's agenda, because we get the agenda every day, it's not there at this point for him to go. In fact, on the agenda is playing golf with Larry David. You remember Larry David, the comedian, who's famous for his own show, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and, of course, making a show out of nothing, which made Jerry Seinfeld gobs of money. I mean, I watched that show. But he's playing golf with Larry David. At this point, unless something changes, as I said before, Isn't that ridiculous? Why wouldn't the president want to go down there and, you know, tour what's happening there and make these people feel a little bit better with his visit? Although they say presidential visits can get in the way of emergency response. Are you buying that? 855-266-6283. See you in a few.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
With me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well. We've been talking about a couple of things, especially Louisiana, and the fact that at this point, I checked the schedule once again, still no word from the White House on any sort of visit by the president. He's going to stick to his schedule to Louisiana. Guess who is visiting Louisiana? That would be Trump and his VP. So Trump and Pence are going to go there in the morning, and then Trump is going to go on to Michigan to continue campaigning. And while all of that's happening, the Clintons will be celebrating Bill Clinton's birthday. For all of the noise that Trump has made about Hillary Clinton and her age and showing her age, That's what he said a few days ago. Bill Clinton actually turns 70. And Bill Clinton, I think because of perhaps some of what's happening, the heat on the Clinton Foundation, Bill Clinton is stepping away from Foundation Matters, because we know that, you know, there are these emails and what happened with fundraising efforts and perhaps some favoritism when it came to Hillary being at the State Department, all the emails that have been released. And I think Julian Assange, Mr. WikiLeaks, he knows he is sitting on some kind of time bomb. Or is he making us think he's sitting on a time bomb? It could be that. But I know for sure, and you know this too, it doesn't take a genius. I'm not walking down a very thin little limb here by saying this, but I wouldn't be shocked if we see those emails start to flood out in October. Think about Election Day in November, and that's probably when we'll see some of that stuff start to trickle out. It looks that way anyway to me, because you have to think of the strategy, and when would the strategy work the best? And this is when this could burn Hillary perhaps a little bit more. Although, you know, we check the polls every day, and in checking the polls, Hillary Clinton still has the edge. Depends on the poll that you're looking at, and you can say what you want. Polls could slant in a certain direction. But in every poll that I checked today, whether it was more conservative-leaning or more liberal-leaning or claimed to be nonpartisan, all of them had her ahead by at least, and this is, you know, non-scientific, but these are the numbers I found, by at least 7 points. So she still has the edge, in some cases a lot more than that, but that was pretty much the average, let's put it that way. You know, in talking about the Olympics and Usain Bolt, and we got a ton of emails about Usain Bolt and his feats, and then some of the Americans and what they've done at the Olympics. Did you happen to see this? It made me think about, you know, when I was in high school, they forced us to do track and field. And of course, I was a disaster at track and field. I, you know, forget trying to jump over any kind of hurdles. It's not like I have long legs. But when I watch these athletes, I just am in such awe of what they're able to do. But it was pretty disastrous when you think of the U.S. women's 4x100 relay dropping the baton on the second exchange on Thursday in the qualifying heats, knocking them out of the final. But check this out. Allison Felix said she was bumped by a Brazilian runner. Let's have some more controversy. Right before she got to the zone, and replays confirmed it. So good for her. She was right. And she's tremendous, by the way. And Brazil was disqualified, so the U.S. benefited. So Brazil was disqualified, a U.S. appeal was upheld, and, you know, there you go. So what a surreal scene that was. And there was all kinds of catcalls and whatnot going on in the stadium because of course, you had a lot of Brazilians that were there, but they could see it on tape. I mean, listen, Allison Felix knows what she's talking about. She's a 7-time Olympic medalist. So she knew it. She felt it. And thank goodness they could see what happened during the exchange. All right, so if you're curious, too, by the way, the United States has won 100 medals. I already mentioned this, but the breakdown is pretty interesting. 35 gold medals, 33 silver, and 32 bronze. I'd say it's a pretty good haul if you think about it. Closest to the U.S. would be China with 58. Yeah, 58 gold medals. And then, of course, England after that with 46. But, you know, these games are winding down. We're going to have the closing ceremonies pretty soon coming up. And it's absolutely a historic run. It's a historic run for the United States. And pretty, pretty interesting. You know, on this show earlier in the week, we did our thing called, you know, We Can Count, which means basically we look at numbers because I look at the world that way. I think it comes down to numbers. And I was looking at an interesting number before we jumped on the air. And, you know, I don't really care about the whole celebrity thing, but so much has been made about Johnny Depp and whether he is an abuser of women. Oh, Johnny. I think of the movies that I've seen this guy in. And, you know, we've got our cheap movie review coming up next hour, at the beginning of next hour. And Amber Heard donated the $70 million divorce settlement from Johnny Depp because she said it was dirty money to charity. What does that tell you? I don't want your $7 million. I'm donating it. I mean, it's not like she doesn't make any money or have any money. But I think there was something in her saying that I'm not taking this. I'm gonna take this money and I'm gonna do something else with it instead. And, you know, she reached that settlement with him earlier in the week. It's been a brutal summer because you see the headlines between these two. And that once that was final, that's what she said she was gonna do. That she, you know, she was gonna take the money and she was going to throw away the money because she felt that she didn't want to touch that. She had her own stash, pretty much. She didn't say the word stash, but she refused to take it and figured it could go to some other worthy cause. Now, what the cause is, she didn't say, and that would be kind of interesting, I think, to follow that. Because we know people in Los Angeles, and in fact, we talked to Ellen Ratner, who was in California earlier in this hour. This deal with the fires, they're calling them Firenados because of how the winds are whipping around. It is the craziest thing to see. The wildfires, because we were talking about Northern California before, and the fact that they arrested a guy for arson, who they're saying allegedly torched up, you know, these parts of Northern California, much deeper up north. Now in the south, this big problem in San Bernardino, so far scorching more than 25,000, this goes to the numbers thing, 25,000 acres of mountain and desert near San Bernardino. 82,000 people, that is a big number, my friends, 82,000 people have been told to evacuate. Can you imagine? I mean, these firefighters, they just have to be just dog tired. There's just no question about it. There was like 13, I want to say there was like 1,300 of them. I know it was absolutely 1,300 and over at this point who were trying to put this out. And they're doing a great job, but they still aren't even halfway there. They're at, you know, 30% contained. Is that not crazy? Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight. And that means you, oh yeah, and that tall guy in the back. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts at americatonight.net.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this. this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.